In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 4. Wer sind Sie bitte? Who's speaking, please? In the last program, we introduced you to the main characters in the language course. First of all, there's X. She's an elf, and although she's invisible, her voice can be heard loud and clear.
Hallo! Hallo! Da bin ich!
Then there's Andreas, who works at the reception desk at the Hotel Europa. Dr. Thürmann arrives at the hotel by taxi. He's given a very warm welcome by the manageress, Frau Berger. In the next scene, listen to how Frau Berger greets Dr. Thürmann.
Ah, Herr Dr. Thürmann, einen wunderschönen guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Herr Schäfer, das ist Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Guten Abend, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Psst,
X. Psst.
X, unlike Frau Berger, addressed Dr. Thürmann very casually. Frau Berger addressed him by his title, Herr Doktor, and wished him a very good evening. Listen once again.
Ah, Herr Dr. Thürmann, einen wunderschönen guten Abend.
Frau Berger gives Dr. Thürmann a very warm welcome because he's a regular guest at the hotel. Regular guests like to be paid special attention. Unfortunately, Andreas is not quite as attentive as Dr. Thürmann expects. In German, there are different ways of saying hello to someone, depending on the time of day. In the morning or the afternoon, you can say Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
And in the evening, you say, Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
When you know a person's name, it's considered more polite to address them by name.
Guten Abend, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
X, however, just says, Hallo, hallo, and then she says something else.
Hallo. Hallo. Nabend.
That's a fairly casual way of saying good evening. Meanwhile, Andreas is sitting at the reception desk at the Hotel Europa. The telephone rings and Andreas picks up the receiver. Listen to the conversation. Who is calling Andreas? And what does the caller want?
Rezeption, guten Abend.
Wer ist da?
Rezeption, Hotel Europa.
Wie bitte? Wer?
Hotel Europa, Rezeption.
Aha, ich möchte ein Bier. Ein Bier, bitte.
Ein Bier, okay.
The caller asks Andreas for a beer. Ein Bier. Did you recognize the caller's voice? It was Dr. Thürmann, a regular guest. But unfortunately, Andreas didn't recognize his voice. He's only just met him. So Andreas asks, Who's speaking, please?
Und wer sind Sie bitte?
Andreas needs to know who's calling so he can take the beer up to the right room. Dr. Thürmann is annoyed at this question. He's had a long journey and he's tired. And as he's a regular guest at the hotel, he expects the hotel staff to know him. Dr. Thürmann asks who's at reception. Listen to the rest of the conversation. Andreas addresses Dr. Thürmann as Sie, the polite form of address.
Und wer sind Sie bitte?
Thürmann. Dr. Thürmann. Und Sie? Wer sind Sie?
Ich bin der Portier.
Wie heißen Sie?
Andreas Schäfer.
Aha, Schäfer. Schäfer. Na ja.
Und wer bist du?
Du? Und wer bist du? Na,
Entschuldigung. Entschuldigung.
Well, Dr. Thürmann is quite taken aback. He repeats what X said, because he can't believe that he's been addressed so informally as du.
Und wer bist du?
Du? Und wer bist du?
All Andreas can do to save the situation is apologize.
Entschuldigung. Entschuldigung.
At the beginning of their conversation, there was a slight misunderstanding. When Dr. Thürmann asked Andreas who was speaking, Andreas replied that he was the portier, the hotel porter.
Ich bin der Portier.
But that wasn't what Dr. Thürmann wanted to know, so he asked another question. Listen to Andreas' answer.
Wie heißen Sie?
Andreas Schäfer.
Dr. Thürmann wanted to know Andreas' name, so he asked this question.
Wie heißen Sie?
And we'll explain the different forms of address after the melody. In German, there are two ways of addressing someone. One form of address is formal. This is used to address people you don't know very well. People who work together, even if they've known each other for a long time, often address one another as Sie, as in the question, who are you? This is what you say on the telephone when you want to know who's speaking.
Wer sind Sie? Wer sind Sie?
It's more polite to add the word for please. Bitte.
Wer sind Sie bitte? Wer sind Sie bitte?
In a more informal situation in Germany, you can address someone as du. The du form of address is used by friends, members of a family, and young people.
Wer bist du?
Und wer bist du?
All the questions began with the same word. Wer? Who?
Wer sind Sie? Wer bist du?
In response to these questions, you can give your surname or your first name and your surname.
Wer sind Sie?
Thürmann. Dr. Thürmann.
Wer sind Sie?
Andreas Schäfer.
Or you can just give your first name.
Wer bist du?
Andreas.
And if you want to give a fuller answer, you can say, ich bin, I am, and then say your name or your profession.
Ich bin Hanna Klaasen.
Ich bin der Portier.
At this point, it's important to know that verbs in German are conjugated. That is, they change their form. Today you've heard different forms of the verb to be. Sein. Ist is the third person singular of the verb sein, as for example in the phrase das ist.
Das ist ein Lied. Das ist Frau Berger.
Ich bin is the first person singular of the verb sein.
Ich bin der Portier.
Da bin ich.
Sie sind is the second person of the verb sein, in the polite form of address.
Wer sind Sie? Wer sind Sie?
Du bist is the second person of the verb sein and is used when addressing someone informally.
Wer bist du? Wer bist du?
In all the examples you've heard so far, the verb is in the second position in the sentence. This is always the case in statements, such as, this is a song.
Das ist ein Lied. Das ist ein Lied.
The same is also true of questions introduced by an interrogative pronoun, such as who, in German, wer.
Wer bist du?
Listen to the whole conversation from the beginning.
Herr Dr. Thürmann, einen wunderschönen guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Herr Schäfer, das ist Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Guten Abend, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Guten Abend.
Psst, Ex. Psst.
Shortly afterwards, Dr. Thürmann phones the reception desk.
Rezeption, guten Abend.
Wer ist da?
Rezeption, Hotel Europa.
Wie bitte? Wer?
Hotel Europa, Rezeption.
Aha, ich möchte ein Bier. Ein Bier, bitte.
Ein Bier, okay. Und wer sind Sie bitte?
This question annoys Dr. Thürmann. He wants to know who he's speaking to.
Thürmann, Dr. Thürmann. Und Sie? Wer sind Sie?
Ich bin der Portier.
Wie heißen Sie?
Andreas Schäfer.
Aha, Schäfer, Schäfer. Na ja.
Und wer bist du?
Du? Und wer bist du? Na,
Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.